各个网友们大家好，欢迎做客布朗尼加芬口语课堂。电视电影里呢，我们常常会看到警察捉住嫌疑犯的时候，会将他们的胳膊搬到背后，让他们动弹不得，必须就范。那么这个搬胳膊在英语当中就有强迫某人、施加压力这样的意思。今天呢，就让我们来看看 twist someone's arm 这一习惯用语的用法。首先呢，我们来看一个小对话，对话发生在妈妈和孩子之间。首先是妈妈说的话。
You know you've been overweight. You can't just eat meat. Vegetables are good for you. They are nutrient and help lose weight. If you don't eat up all the vegetable, don't even think about playing the computer tonight.
你知道你已经太胖了，你不能只吃肉。蔬菜对你有好处，又有营养，又能帮你减肥。如果你不吃光这些蔬菜，今晚连想都不要想玩电脑的事儿。
孩子怎样回答的呢？
Okay, okay, you don't have to twist my arm. I won't leave any vegetable in my plate.
好了好了，不用强迫我，我会把盘子里的青菜全吃了的。
要写一下很多家长都会用的计策之一。再来看几个例子。
I've really had quite enough to eat, but perhaps if you twist my arm, I could have just a little bit more.
我真的吃得非常饱了，不过要是你硬要我再吃一点，也许我还可以再吃点。
再来看一个例子。
If you twist your boyfriend's arm in front of his classmates in the pub,He will absolutely not go back with you, but stay for second beer.
如果你在酒吧里当着男朋友同学的面强迫他的话，他绝对不会跟你回去，而是会继续留下喝酒。
看来强迫也要看对象才行，谁都要面子，被扫了面子，硬撑也要挣回来点。好了， twist someone's arm.强迫某人做某事，施加压力。这个短语的用法您记住了吧？本期内容呢，我们就到这里。Rose 期待和您下期相约，布朗尼加芬口语课堂。